Hello and welcome to Factor Number 7 of the Optimal Inbox program, where we talk about rest cycles. This is the muscle nerd Jeff Anderson, and I'm here to tell you that bottom line, no matter how it may feel during your workout, your body doesn't grow a single ounce of new muscle while you're busting your ass in the gym. Rather, growth happens when your muscles are recovering from the damage you've inflicted, and they can make the needed repairs, building the muscle cells thicker and stronger for the next attack. In other words, recovery doesn't happen unless your body is at rest, either after an exercise or after your workout. In between sets, rest periods function as a lull in the attack, allowing your muscle cells to regenerate their stores of adenosine triphosphate, or ATP, to give you the energy to move on to the next set of that muscle. Oops, a big word. Sorry about that. Basically, ATP is your muscle's primary source of energy when you're hoisting those massive weights around. It supplies a lot of power, but only for a very, very short period of time. Fortunately, your ATP stores start to recharge immediately after you set the weights down. That's why you're once again able to bench the same weight on the next set, even though it nearly dropped on your head as you reached muscular exhaustion a few minutes earlier. I'll talk more about structuring your workout rest periods, and most importantly, how to structure them to maximize your benefits in the Optimal Inbox program in just a few minutes. But first, let's start with one of the most vital links in the muscle building chain, sleep. That's right, the real growth you're looking for happens when you're fast asleep, dreaming of scantily clad babes rubbing lotion all over your bulky frame. In fact, the biggest release of growth hormone within your body occurs after you've been asleep 30 to 60 minutes. For the rest of the night, your muscle construction crew is hard at work using your body's anabolic hormones and nutrients as mortar for repairing and reinforcing your muscle tissue. While you sleep, they're working the late shift. The longer you let the recovery crew work, that is, the longer you sleep, the more muscle rebuilding they can get done. That means giving these little guys a minimum of a full 7 to 8 hour shift each and every night. Now, I know. You were maybe looking for something a little more exciting than get 8 hours sleep each night. But get it through your noggin now. While many of you may think that those 6 hours of shut-eye you're used to getting is enough, it's really only letting you get by. If you're truly committed to getting huge, dedicate yourself to 7 to 8 hours, and I promise you'll see your gains skyrocket. So, Optimal Inbox principle number 12 is get at least 7 to 8 hours sleep each and every night. Now, here are some great tips to make sure that you get a good night's sleep. First, schedule your sleep time each night. Get to bed at the same time each night and set your alarm for the same time each morning, even on your days off. Also, make your bedroom a temple for sleep. Avoid working or watching TV or eating in bed. Also, don't exercise within 3 hours of going to bed if you can help it. Don't eat large meals within 3 hours of going to bed, again, if you can help it. And avoid caffeine, especially within 5 to 6 hours of going to bed. And don't drink alcohol within 3 hours of going to bed as well. Now, okay, I admit talking about sleep as a growth factor is kind of boring, but here's where we pick up some steam. There's a direct relationship between the amount of rest needed between sets and the intensity of your workout. The shorter your rest periods between sets, the more intense your workout will be, resulting in increased stress to the body's recovery systems. Now, that sounds pretty bad, right? Well, normally I would say yes. But if you remember, increasing the stress to your body's recovery systems is exactly what the Optimal Inbox program is all about. As you steadily increase the number of sets and repetitions during your progressive load phase, you'll also steadily decrease the amount of rest in between each of your sets. Again, this structured pattern of decreased rest periods effectively programs your body to expect very little mercy in between each lift. It's forced to work harder and harder to finish your workouts until, after 3 weeks of exhaustive effort, recovery efforts have reached critical mass and you're just starting to kiss that acute overtraining zone. So, Optimbolic's principle number 13 is steadily decrease workout rest periods during your progressive load phases. By now, you should get what to expect next. During your following 3-week hyperadaptive cycle, you'll give the body that much-needed break it's been longing for. That's right. This is the point where you generously increase rest periods between each set. As you've already learned, since your body is now programmed to expect a continued fast break workout routine, it will hyperadapt to its previous lack of support by using this time to drastically speed up the recovery process. So that brings us to optimal metabolic principle number 14. Drastically increase workout rest periods during hyperadaptive cycles. Now, don't worry. I've already worked out all of the rest times you'll use for both your progressive load phase and the hyperadaptive cycles in bonus number 1, the Optimum Bolics workout. All you have to do is plug in the exercises you want to use from the tables provided, and off you go to the most impressive gains you've ever made. And now, it's on to the last factor in the Optimum Bolics program, where we talk about your diet, and especially how to use hyperadaptive cycling to greatly increase your body's anabolic hormone levels. So I'll see you in the next session.